He Said, She Said, or Technically Speaking and Simply Put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Well, here we are again. We're stuck in this place, Las Vegas, but what an exciting place. You know, outside of the Strip, there is a lot going on in Nevada, and we've discovered much of what that is. So I'm really enjoying being here, of course, being in the desert. You know, the Strip draws a lot of people, but it's what's going on around the Strip that's really cool.
Yes, and excitingly enough, we're only $15 down. Gambling-wise, we've only spent $15, and I'll tell you, we had a heck of a good time for $15, about an hour and a half's worth of 25-cent slots, so that was okay. We're not gamblers, neither Corey and I, are we? So anyways, we're back in Las Vegas, but what we'll do is we'll discuss that a little bit on our Highway to Health update.
Good stuff. So what's cooking, Trace?
What's cooking? Well, I've been doing a lot of cooking last week as Ruby was here to visit us. That's our 17-year-old daughter. And I cooked up a storm every single night to the point that you and Ruby had to lay down after the meal because you guys just ate so much because it was just so good, right? And it was a joy to cook for my daughter again because I haven't seen her for a while. And she loves my cooking and she really lets me know it. So is there anything better than that? I don't think so. So as a cook, and when people really enjoy it, and they have to lay down after they eat so much, you know that you've done good.
No doubt about it. And thankfully, the starch quantity was very low, and a big focus on protein and, of course, green salads. That's our standard fare. That's the key to staying lean and not accumulating excess body fat. Of course, we were very active, too. We walked and walked and walked, and we trained every day, and that's also an important key. The expenditure of energy and the consumption of food, that balance, that's the key to staying lean and healthy.
Well, some of the meals that I prepared, because this is what I'm going to talk about today, is just the putting together of a meal. Some of the meals that I prepared were lamb shoulder with a Greek salad with sheep's feta cheese. That was pretty good. Tuna tataki with a go green salad. And the go green salad, if you remember, is the seaweed, spinach, and arugula. A sirloin steak, rare, of course, with sauteed mushrooms, yams, and a really light leaf lettuce salad. Chicken breast with a heavy-duty Caesar salad. And then for lunches, we'd have a colorful veggie plate with a light oil balsamic vinegar dip or hummus with leftover meat from the night before. I always cook more food at the night, and then I undercook some of the meat, and then I microwave and heat it up the next day so it's cooked to perfection. So I always have something for the next day. And when I prepare a meal, I try to keep in mind the heaviness of the meat, fish, or chicken, and then I try to adjust the salads. So for example, when I made the steak, mushrooms, and yam dinner, I had, that was quite heavy. So I added a really light leafy lettuce salad. And remember, always start your meals with the salad first. Because otherwise, let's just say, if you were to eat the steak and the yams and the mushrooms first, believe me, you would have no room for salad at all. So always start with the salad. And then the Greek salad is a meal in itself, so I just top that with a nice piece of lamb. And the same with the Caesar salad, it's very substantial, so a nice piece of chicken breast went blended really well with it. Plus, the colors of the meal are an important factor when you're thinking of preparing a meal. It's really nice to have your guests sit down to a plate that's got lots of appealing colors to it. So when you've got the orange yams and the green kale, and it's just really nice to look at. So what do you think, Corey? How did you enjoy your meals?
I guess, what can I say? They're the best in the West. It's great to have you as my personal chef. Whole food delight and the very best quality. And that is so true, Tracy, regarding the timing of the meal itself, as well as the salad in relation to the other portions of food. This is a key. Now, one night we didn't do this. We almost always do this. I would say as a rule of thumb, we always have a salad, but food was on the table other than the salad. This is the key. You've got to put the salad on the table by itself with no other food. No meat, no starch, no vegetables, no nothing. When people are really hungry and you set a great big giant bowl of salad in front of them and say, go ahead, eat as much as you want, they will eat a ton of it. This gives them enzymes and roughage and chlorophyll and a lot of living food that will balance in terms of alkaline and acid pH. The next portion of the meal, it'll also help cut down on their consumption of the meat and starches because they'll be so full in the salad. So I think that that's a really important key for staying lean.
Oh, for sure. My basic plan for preparing a meal is I organize it around the protein that I'm going to have. So if I say, okay, tonight we're going to have salmon, then I try to organize around it. This is what I've always done. I don't even know if you knew I was doing this, Corey, but you always say how colorful all the meals are. So you've got this, I guess, orange-colored salmon, and then I would have some maybe green kale with it and maybe a Greek salad or just lots of colors in it. It just makes it just so appetizing. So I always work around my protein, and I try to have a different salad each night so that we make sure that we get everything in. Anyways, I'm done with cooking. I did a week's worth of cooking, and I'm done now. So I think it's your turn this time, Corey.
Well, I guess we'll just have to increase our consumption of protein shakes because I don't like going out for dinner. Too much salt, too much crud, too many chemicals, too much of what I don't like. I like to buy super high-quality food, and of course, I like to have you cook it. But anyway, that was great. It was a wonderful week of nonstop food coming at us, and I think that Ruby went home plumped, like a fattened cow or chicken, and she'll be able to sustain herself from her mom's cooking for the next couple of weeks. So anyway, remember that the quality of the food is always more important than anything else. When it comes to quantity, well, you got to learn how to control yourself. So much for what's cooking. Let's move on to who was our last month's special guest.
Our last month's special guest was Lauren Cordain. He's the author of The Paleo Diet, basically the Stone Age diet.
Yeah, going back millions of years, if you're an evolutionist, pretty hard to comprehend we've only been here for 5,000 or 6,000 years, as some of the creationist people believe. But whatever, there's lots that we don't know. The fact, however, and this is the component of his interview that I really liked, is that we are genetically programmed or designed to eat whole fresh food from nature. There are thousands of flavonoids that are not present in refined food that, if not present in the food that you're eating, will create disaster in terms of how the food leads to how the genes are expressed. So keep that in mind when you're trying to explain this to people, that in natural food from nature, the more wild, the more fresh, the more ripe, the better, of course. You know, not domesticated meat, but wild game. All these kinds of foods have intrinsic factors, not even yet identified, that play a huge role in building our immune system and strengthening our vital reserve. So I really enjoyed speaking with Lauren, too, because he's an athlete. He works out, and he's committed to education and science. And so what a great combination.
Right, and he was commenting on what people need is more education, and it's out there. But unfortunately, most of the people get their education on nutrition through television, and they're very, very confused. Like he said, one day cholesterol is good, one day cholesterol is bad. It's very confusing for the mainstream person to really understand what to eat and what not to eat.
Absolutely. So make sure you pull that one in, and remember that as a consultant, as a teacher, as an educator, as a CSNA student or grad, you can transfer this information into your iPod or MP3 player and emojicate your mind when you're training or walking, but also convert it to a CD or DVD and give it to your clients. Give it to your favorite consumer. Give it to your friend. Make it easy for them and then turn them on to SNU so that we can continue to educate the world in sports nutrition, health, and fitness. Well, moving on to my favorite part of this segment, it's time for our update, Highway to Health. And here we are in Las Vegas.
That's right. We've been in Las Vegas for 6 weeks. I can't believe it. I've been coming to Las Vegas for 30 years now, and usually it was a 3 or 4 day junket trip. But we don't stay on the strip, of course. We're in the RV and we're off on the outskirts. So we're pretty much locals now, and we do what the locals do. But Las Vegas boasts almost 2 million residents now. And I remember going to Lake Mead and taking the helicopter ride from Hoover Dam. And Lake Mead was way out in the desert. Now it's just part and parcel, part of the city.
Yes, we spoke about Lake Mead on the last SNU, but we did get a chance because we ran into some new friends, Gail and Sean, and they have a boat. And they took us out on the lake, and I'm telling you, we drove for miles. We went around to the dam. Looking up at the dam from the boat is entirely different from when you're up on the dam looking down, which we also did. And as soon as we got as close as we could get to the dam, which is partitioned off, if you cross the line, they'll shoot you, you know, this big home security thing. But anyway, I just dove right off the boat into the water. It was something like 800 feet deep. And that water is so warm, so fresh. It's one of the best swimming lakes I've ever went for a swim in. And then they took us around into these incredible coves. And I'm telling you, some of these coves, they're like a different world. This place called the Narrows. And you drive your boat in and you're looking straight up these cliffs. And then, of course, they took us to a region of the lake that had some fantastic cliff diving. So I dove off the boat, swam to the cliff, climbed up. I think I went to about 30 or 40 feet and did my beautiful swan dive and just had a rush. It just reminded me of what it's like to float in the air and then hit that water. So that was a great experience.
Yeah, for you it was. Meanwhile, I'm freaking out that he's like 100 feet up in the air on a cliff. Anyway, because I don't want to do this tour by myself. But it was really funny because when we came back with the camera, I'm going, you know, this whole day, when we were on the lake from like 9 in the morning till 5, and I said, you know, there's no pictures of me. Of course, there's no pictures of me because I'm too busy taking pictures of Corey. There you have it. Anyways, then we had Ruby come and visit, and we had a wonderful week, and it was so nice to play mom again, and she's a big, beautiful girl, and she's into training, and we really, really enjoyed our trip with Ruby. And before Ruby got here, we went to the Mr. Olympia show, which to me was, I've never seen anything more fake in my life, fake boobs, fake muscle, fake lips, fake butts, fake. But I do believe that everyone should experience it at least once in their lifetime. It's a major gong show. It's a freak show.
Yeah, and it was interesting because I was at the Natural Olympia in Greece last year in November, and then having a chance to compare that experience, drug-free athletes competing for the pleasure and fun and true purpose of natural bodybuilding versus the IFBB Weider Olympia, which is really a freak show, a mockery of bodybuilding, a mockery of health. There's nothing about health at this show, people. Nothing. Absolutely zero. And what it is, it's a bunch of people who want to take themselves up into the outer limits using drugs and surgery. And then there's a cult following of people that for some reason, digged looking at that. I have to admit, I've always loved the muscle. And then when I learned that it was fake and steroid-induced, it changed my view. I stopped reading the muscle magazines because everyone in them is pumped up on steroids or growth hormone or whatever new designer drug they're taking. But anyway, I did run into Lou Ferrigno, had a good chat with him, and we talked about how we lectured together in Penticton many years ago. I asked him how he was doing and his family, and he's always a good guy. I ran into Sean Ray, who I also worked with in the past, and he is a great guy. I ran into Ed Corney, the great poser out of the, I believe, 60s and 70s. He was in the Arnold era. So that was the plus of the show. Plus, we ran into our friend Steve from Colorado and other people that we knew, and so that added a little bit of pizzazz to our experience there. But again, the overall emphasis of the show is antithetic to health and is not something that I can see growing because of the nature of the sport.
Well, that was that. And well, then the same weekend, we went to a beauty, health, and fitness expo trade show, which was totally the opposite. Now, one thing that I do want to comment on is we've been to a lot of trade shows in our life and a lot of health trade shows in our life. Now, the one thing that I will give a plus to the Olympic was that in the booth, when they're promoting, take this product because it'll give you muscle, these people behind the counter were very muscular. I don't know if it was real or fake or what it was, probably fake. But the thing is, they looked really good. And they're promoting a product saying, hey, you're going to look really good if you take this product. And they looked good. Now, what I have noticed over the years that I've been going to health shows in Canada and in the U.S., you've got people promoting product that they're going to become lean and muscular and look great, but the person behind the counter is really fat and out of shape. So I don't really appreciate that. I think if you're going to be promoting a product that's going to make you lose your waist size or give you muscle or make you look good or give you healthy, you better look that way if you're promoting the product. So I'm really adamant about that.
Well, it shows you how far removed the public and consumers are from the reality of what health really is. Because if you've got this guy or girl behind the counter or a table at a trade show selling something about health and wellness, and they look terrible, they've got bad skin or they're excessively over fat and they're sitting there, they've got no energy, no pizzazz. But if I buy into that as a consumer, then it shows you where my head is at. So I also wanted to mention that I actually did run into Jay Cutler, who was last year's Mr. Olympia winner, and I saw him in action in the gym. I was at a Gold's Gym up in North Las Vegas, and I noticed this big, huge mother walking to the gym with a whole entourage. Wasn't quite sure who it was. This guy is 4 feet tall, but he's 8 feet wide, and the muscle just hangs off him. It's just spectacular in one way. You know, knowing how it's created is something else, but just to see it, his delts are so big that they hang down by his lats. It's just incredible. I did have a chance to meet with him and talk to him. Seems like a nice guy, but I'm just wondering in my head as I'm talking to him, what is going through his head? What is he going to be experiencing in years to come? And after the handshake and the trophy and the money, there's some big money now in the Olympia, but when that's all over and the drugs can no longer be taken, where will he be and what will happen to him? So that's the sad part of the pharmaceutical bodybuilding. And the great part of the natural bodybuilding is that I'm still training and still feeling great with no inflammation, no damage, with a head on my shoulders that's not damaged or at risk for brain tumor formation and with joint problems all through the body. So again, reminding myself that I'm so glad I never crossed the line, but still in my heart being attracted to the muscle, because as a kid I grew up on Superman and Batman and all these superheroes. Well, it's impossible to create that muscle without steroids. So you can see how a lot of kids get a distorted view of muscle and why that some of them might take the steroids when they hit the gym.
Yeah. So there you have it. Steroids a go-go. Boy, we saw a lot of them. I was in awe just walking around. I was like a little girl at a candy store just kind of looking around and all these big people. And they're showing off everything. I mean, the boobs were right in your face. And, I mean, they were big ones. And it was just, everything just looked so unreal. But, I mean, I think everybody should experience it once in their life just to know that you don't want to go there. Anyway, we've also been promoting our lecture on October 16th at the Mardi Gras Casino and Hotel here on Paradise Road in Las Vegas for the launch of the Corey Holly Signature Line. So I'm really excited that finally, once in my life of promoting other people's products, we finally get to promote our own. And you know the beauty of it is, I get to do it my way. I can say whatever I want because it's my product.
Yes, I'm very excited about the new line and about this lecture to launch the line. It's just been great working with Clayton College. They're such wonderful, honorable people with high integrity. I can tell you that I brought the Canadian quality standards, which are higher than American. And what I mean by that is that as a general rule of thumb, all of the products that you buy in Canada will be 100% reliable with some very rare exception. Because of how difficult it is to get a product out into the market in Canada. But in America, it's not nearly as difficult. But there are some really good quality lines here that are equal to the Canadian. It's just that you don't know for sure because the standards of production and how easy it is to actually whip up product and buy the raw materials and put a label on the bottle and start distributing online through a website is really easy down here. It's much, much easier than in Canada. But we've got four products based on a shake and take. Of course, we've got the Super Blend. We've got a new sport oil. We've got a C7 hydration mix. And we have the Essentials, which is a vitamin and mineral pack. So for everyone out there, if you're a retailer and you want to retail these products, you can buy them from claytonnaturals.com online. Go there, claytonnaturals.com. Click the Corey Hawley signature line, and you'll see the layout. You'll see the information. You can buy them, I believe, at 40% off if you're going to resale them in a retail environment. If you're a CSNA student or a member of CHI, then I believe you're entitled to a 20% discount. You'll need to enter a code, and we're going to send an email out to everyone regarding what that code is so that you can buy them, whether you're in Canada or Hong Kong or China or Australia or, of course, in the States. You can order them online. And Clayton Naturals is going to distribute them. Very, very happy with how these things turned out. Tracy and I are using them now. The C7 is remarkable for fantastic rehydration. The Super Blend, unbelievable. The ribose, the glutamine, the spirulina, the creatine mixed with the whey isolate. What a perfect combination for pre-workout energy and post-workout recovery. And, of course, you make a shake, you take a vitamin pack, which has got all the essentials covered, and then add in a couple tablespoons of the sport oil, which is really neat because I've never worked with chia seed before, but it's a mix of flax and chia and hemp and marine algae to get the DHA and EPA. So I think I've got everything covered on this line. The next steps will include expanding on individual packs, like a stress pack, adrenal pack, a thyroid pack. You'll be able to add that to the essentials. And I'm really looking forward to the Las Vegas seminar. And if you want information and details on that, just go to the website and click seminars and you'll see a poster with the details there. So on with our final component. Tracy, what you reading?
Uh-oh, I knew you were going to ask that. Well, to tell the truth, I've read no books. However, I am diligently studying the ingredient panels of all the new Corey Hawley Signature Line products. There's a lot to review because I haven't been in the loop lately, and I'm really enjoying the process, being able to wrap off and the tongue twisters, DHA, docosahexaenolic acid, or EPA, eicosapentaenolic acid. They're tongue twisters, man, and if you haven't used these words in a long time, you need to have a refresher course. So I'm just refreshing my brain and working my tongue around the ingredients. So this really turns Corey's crank when I start to talk his language. I just want you to know that.
Absolutely, and I love my crank being turned. Okay, dear, that wraps it up for this month's SNU. Been great chatting. What is your final word?
My final word is by Mike Callan. Nouvelle cuisine, roughly translated, means I can't believe I paid $96 and I'm still hungry.